the bulk of financial support for affordable housing basically comes from the federal government. George Galster believes that we, as citizens of Michigan, need to do a better job of, if you will, putting our money where our mouth is, of breaking the status quo. And that's the very question we tackle on The Next Idea. So we asked George Galster, what's your next idea?
I, for one, think that the best thing that we should do in Michigan is to establish a housing trust fund that is funded seriously with a progressive tax system. In particular, a housing trust fund that is funded through a surcharge that comes through the Michigan state income tax of a 1 percentage point surcharge for those households earning more than $100,000 a year. Frankly, I think that Michiganians who are so fortunate as to be in that elite economic position should and would be willing to pay that extra 1% into a trust fund which they knew would be dedicated to providing more affordable housing opportunities for struggling citizens of their state. If we were to do this, we could raise hundreds of millions of dollars a year, which would go a long way towards solving Michigan's affordable housing crisis. If, for example, we turned around and used that trust fund money to fund vouchers that MISHTA could use to help subsidize the purchasing power of modest income renters and reduce their rent burdens, we could help tens of thousands of low-income renters across the state of Michigan get out of these housing affordability problems. It's not rocket science. We know that the Department of Housing and Urban Development funds vouchers. Michigan could do the same kind of parallel program because we know that only about a quarter of the people who qualify for vouchers in Michigan actually get them. And that's because Washington has chose to underfund it, Michigan has chose to underfund it. It's inexcusable given the situation we're in today. And Cindy, this is more than simply an issue of fairness. Of course, it's about fairness. I believe that the privileged people in Michigan, and I'm one of them, should be willing and able to contribute to the greater well-being for those Michiganians who are less well off. But it's also enlightened self-interest for the state of Michigan to fund affordable housing. It's enlightened self-interest because affordable housing is one of the basic mechanisms for growing a better, stronger, more productive Michigan into the future. If a family today has to pay more than 50% of their income just to rent a crummy apartment, imagine what's left over for enrichment activities for the children in the home, decent food, decent recreational opportunities. The answer is not much. And so affordable housing is right now having an impact on the quality of the development of Michigan's children. Most of Michigan's children, unfortunately, are growing up in low-income households who are facing these huge housing affordability problems, and their parents are being forced to skimp on all of the things that are most important for the development of these kids. We are paying a huge price in Michigan for this underdevelopment of our children. And so if we think about affordable housing as investing in our state's children, not just as a form of welfare, a form of handout, but no, a smart investment in the state's children, then I think we could mount a political campaign that would convince Michiganians that it's not only the right thing to do, but it's the smart thing to do.
We just heard one idea on how to address affordable housing from urban planner George Galster. Coming up after the break, we'll explore a tool which has been used in other parts of the country, but which has been outlawed in Michigan.
The best fix would be to allow each community to say, we've done this analysis, we've identified these priority goals, and this is how particularly we would like it to apply to our real estate market.
You've been listening to a State of Opportunity special here on Michigan Radio.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.